Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Time to analyze yesterday's market activity. Lighthouse Commodities' Dave Spickler concerned about the weakness of the market, especially without any significant negative news.
A little disappointing, too, in the context of you didn't really have a feature outside market or policy story, and you actually had what could be considered a face value to be supportive condition ratings. You had initial corn ratings quite a bit lower than what trade was expecting, and spring wheat was way off of what trade was expecting, and so it's a little bit concerning in that regard after we had some good momentum last week. I think you still have the same structural issue as far as a more meaningful grain rally. You just don't have a lead weather story yet. You've got some fringe things like Eastern Corn Belt planting delays and the too much rain in Buenos Aires province and the Russian wheat dryness and whatnot, but nothing that's really a feature, and grains are probably going to struggle to make a major move until you have an actual legitimate Corn Belt weather story here. And wheat's been just taking on water on all fronts here from what was actually a pretty bullish setup about 9 months ago. And yeah, despite the initial ratings, this spring wheat crop looks like it's going to turn out pretty good. You had a bearish WASDE last month. You've gotten rain in China. Now you're getting rain again in the Eastern Europe, Russia areas that were dry. It's tough to see a real major spring wheat rally, and it certainly would not be spring wheat leading the charge.
Yeah.
It would have to come probably from a energies-led or oil-led rally. Spring wheat, you just crossed your 100th percentile seasonal just on the average of the last 30 years. If you picked a day that you had your highest price, it would be May 17th. So yeah, in general, that's true. Row crops, there's a bit more dichotomy. If you have planting delays, you always rally early. Like last year, our highs were in mid-May for the summer. But on these fast planting years, you tend to see a more delayed rally. You tend to see a late June into July weather rally. So we're not as worried about row crops. There's still, it would fit pretty well on a fast planting year if they rallied a bit later on some dry summer weather, something of that nature. You know, the one that probably has the best chance to really rally is actually the one we were beating down the hardest last year, last winter, is canola, because you ended up with a lot less Canadian canola acres based on their dual front trade situation, less U.S. canola acres. And if you get the right policy news as it relates to renewable volume obligations and renewable diesel, and then have some summer weather issues, canola actually has a relatively tight balance sheet going into the year. That's the one that could be pretty explosive. The other three, we're looking at normal 10% or so summer rallies at most. There's not a lot of clear pathway for a big rally on like corn or wheat. We're not seeing much potential for that. Obviously, we're living in the policy world where anything can happen, but otherwise, you're already factoring such big demand numbers that it's got to be a major weather issue, a sustained major real weather threat, which is not in the forecast now.
Dave Spickler on Farm Talk yesterday. On AgriTalk, Steve Georgi, president of Allendale, very concerned because of the recent extreme weather events, whether or not the U.S. farmer can achieve trendline yields.
I don't know. You know, you're starting to see more of an erratic weather patterns, right? When there's rain, it's heavy rain. When there's wind, it's heavy wind, right? When you get snow, it's a lot of snow, or you don't get any. You know, you're getting more of these erratic type patterns that really you got to question. You know, tell me, and we all can agree that the genetics have gotten better. We're withstanding a lot of this drier biased, wetter biased, whatever it is. The crop itself is withstanding that and actually doing a very good job, or continuing to see yields very strong at the end of the year. But when you look at that trend line number, I mean, is it realistic to begin with at a 181? I'm not sure, but you're going to need to see that perfect type mentality with that consistent rains, maybe a little bit cooler bias through pollination, right? Not the hot temperatures. And to see what that does in order for us to get that. So is it realistic? I'm not sure, but we're still setting up right now for a pretty good crop. I feel like soybeans, when you talk about the tighter balance sheet, especially what USDA did, even on new crop, not only beans, but also for corn, we kind of have a setup that if things, It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a perfect crop, but what it has to be, or a bad crop, it's just that it has to be a little less perfect. We're going to have to, as soon as we start seeing some problems, what happens is that these funds, these big managed money, say, I don't want to be short anymore. And so when you start to see that and you get that tip, you get the speculators to buy it, you get the short covering from funds, and the market starts to find a different direction. I feel like we have that set up right now as we go into summer. I truly believe that we'll see a summer rally this year. And
Right.
I believe that we kind of have that set up going into it. We're kind of falling right now, and then
Yep.
you get that jump. So I'm looking for that here as we move forward through this year.
Steve Georgie, president of Allendale. Let's end on that positive note as we take a look at our weather forecast now on Inside Agriculture.